I'm Jim Hale, the pastor of the Saratoga Chapel in Ballston Lake, New York, and I'm your pastor for today. Some of you are praying for the salvation of your son or your daughter or your mother or father, and you're praying like this: Oh Lord, please help my son to make a decision for Jesus. Or, Lord, please help me to say the right thing so he will be able to choose Christ. Or, Lord, help me to present the arguments that would be so convincing that he or she will become a Christian. Maybe that's how you've been praying. There's something missing in that prayer. What is it? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, Paul says, "The God of this world has blinded the eyes of unbelievers so that they are not able to see the light of the gospel, the good news, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." What does that mean? How does that connect with praying for someone's salvation? Larry Bird was drafted by the Celtics in 1980. When he showed up at training camp, there were seasoned veterans, men that had been playing, who were skilled, and when they saw him step onto the court, they laughed inside, and they said, "We are going to show him that he doesn't belong on this basketball court with us." Why? Because Larry Bird didn't look athletic. And when they looked at him, they thought, he's not so strong. He can't run very fast. He's not quick. He can't jump. But then they began to play. And Larry Bird began to dominate. He made shot after shot. He shut them down on defense. He overwhelmed all of them. And by the end of that first day of practice, those seasoned veterans looked at him and it was like they were in awe, and they said, "Who is this?" Think about it for a moment. They were blind to who Larry Bird really was. Even at that time, as a rookie stepping onto that court, he was arguably the best player in the whole NBA, and they didn't recognize it. When you pray for someone who is lost, you must recognize that that person is blind, and that the very first thing that they need in order to decide to trust in Christ is to have the eyes of their hearts opened so that they can see that Jesus is God come in the flesh, that he is the creator, that all things were created by him and for him and through him, that all things hold together in him, and that he has conquered sin and death. And that when a person's, the eyes of the heart are opened, they are then in a place where, like those men on the court, when they saw what had happened, they surrendered to Larry Bird. He became their leader. He was the one they followed. And when your heart has been captured by the glory of Christ, there is this deep surrender that occurs. So when you pray, pray that the Holy Spirit will open the blindness, will remove the blindness, and that the person you're praying for will be able to see something of the glory of Christ.